Blog Talk Radio.
Panera now delivers, so you can order good, clean food right to your office, or door, or porch, or backyard, or front yard, or apartment, or dorm, or castle, or shop, or worksite, or wherever Panera delivers, for lunch, dinner, and everywhere in between. Click the banner to order or visit PaneraBread.com. Participating locations only. Panera. Food as it should be.
Blog Talk Radio.
As a business owner, do you ever wonder if your business ever closes early when you aren't there, or if it opened on time this morning? Stop wondering. With Smarter Business Security powered by Alarm.com, get alerts sent directly to your phone when your business opens and closes. An all-in-one service that helps you understand who's coming and going in one store or across all your store locations. Know everything that's happening at your business with Smarter Business Security powered by Alarm.com. See how by visiting Alarm.com.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
The collard green recipe is fantastic, and it calls for uncured turkey bacon. And I have never cooked collards for quite that long. I didn't know that it's good to cook greens for a long time because it breaks the molecular bonds, and the food, the oxalates become more digestible. And the recipe has you to cook the greens for about an hour and a quarter. And my family loves the green.
Once the diseases are cured at the cellular level, we are able to prevent new diseases from occurring.
This message is for those people out there that they need hope and they need a resolution for their sickness. Symptometry is the solution.
Yes, this is a total health system. I have trained under other people, and they only gave me partial answers.
My family tends to suffer with plaque buildup on our teeth, and we have to go in regularly to fight off gingivitis. And it doesn't matter how much you floss, it seems it just doesn't help. But just by using the yogurt blend, when I just went into my doctor's visit, my dental visit last week, she was amazed by the results. I mean, it was great. The plaque buildup was just minimized significantly.
Once we have prevented new diseases from occurring, then mankind will have a chance to live in a disease-free body. This is what we all want. We all want to live in a disease-free body so that we will be happy all the time.
Go deep at the root cause of your sickness, of your disease. And Dr. Naughty is an awesome man.
My name is Michelle Mitchell, and I just love being here for Symptometry. I got to actually meet Dr. Narcy, and just learning all the information that we learned today was really fulfilling, and I am definitely going to work towards becoming a student.
I would encourage anyone who would like to learn how to learn about solutions and not just live in a situation to come call Symptometry. Come to a symposium, and guess what? You can be like I am, more enlightened, because the more I learn how to do that will support me, the better off I will become.
This was a very awakening moment. We're just enjoying ourselves and feel very enlightened by all the information that we received. And I'm looking forward to purchasing a few of the books so I can continue on the Symptometry path.
What we have to do now is to establish the gateway to happiness by removing all diseases from the human body. It is as simple as that.
He talked to me for 2 hours, and his compassion, his care, the care that he have for people, I never saw to anybody, the love for people. And I was so impressed.
Hi, my name is Lori. This is my first symposium. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm also a student at the American School of Symptometry. I would encourage everybody to participate in either the 6-month program or to study to become a symptometrist, because curing is proving. We're learning how. We want to spread the word. We need your help.
Symptometry has really helped me with dental problems. Before, I would wake up and my teeth were starting to cross in front. And the more citrus I was eating, the worse it would get. So it's been able to stop that. I stopped having dental pain and the actual teeth itself, and bad breath went away. No bad breath.
And the best way to go about it is to go to the American School of Symptomatry, where we teach cosmic or atomic science, where we teach cell nourishment, so that every cell and every tissue in the human body is well nourished.
But I'm so excited because we find help on symptometry, and we are grateful that that we find this help. And I hope you'll call symptometry, and you're gonna find out that for anything that you have, there is a solution. And Dr. Navi knows how to help you.
Well, good evening, great evening. Welcome to Root Cause Radio. My name is Bella Marie. It is an honor and a pleasure to be your hostess this evening. We are here every single Wednesday sharing the secrets of optimal health, and we are delighted to be the premier resource for family caregivers. If you are new to our platform, please know that you can find the replay of tonight's podcast and so many of our previous shows at rootcauseradio.com. Again, the website is rootcauseradio.com. Symptometry, originator of Root Cause Therapeutics, exists to address and remove the cause of disease at the cellular, genetic, and DNA levels. Our sponsor, the American School of Symptometry, is the only teaching and training arm of Symptometry's Root Cause Therapeutics, and it is truly humbling that they have sponsored this show to provide this platform to allow so many other people who are looking for information, whether to help themselves or help a family member, have access to it. As I mentioned before, my name is Bella Marie, and again, for the replay of tonight's show or so many of our past podcasts, you want to save Root Cause Radio in your favorites. As a matter of fact, rootcauseradio.com is where you will find not only our past shows, but also information about upcoming events, special guests, training opportunities. That's right. If you like the information you hear on this show, you can take advantage of the American School of Symptometry's free e-courses and even some low-cost e-courses that you can use to better serve yourself and your family on their journey to optimal health. So it's an exciting time to be alive and to be able to serve in this platform. Without further ado, let's get to tonight's topic, shall we? We are delivering, and we promised you, right, top techniques to enjoy optimal physical fitness. That's right. We talk about optimal health all the time. But as you know, there are several aspects to health, our physical health, our sexual health, our mental health, our metabolic health, ladies and gentlemen, right? Symptometry has actually identified 7 different fronts of health. Tonight's show is focusing specifically on our physical health, our physical fitness, taking that to the next level so that we can enjoy our best night life yet. And we definitely have the ideal guest with us to be sharing this information. As you may or may not know, in the U.S., May is National Sports and Physical Fitness Month. June, July, August, even September and October are when people are really thinking about physical activity because the weather is so nice in so many different parts of the country, right? The sun is out and we want to get outside to enjoy that beautiful weather, right? But then even as the weather changes, November, December, January, February, March even, it's kind of touch and go. So you're not really excited about getting outside. You're not really excited about doing physical fitness. Some people get the weather depression on them because they're not getting as much sunlight, but those months are also when you need to be doing more activity. So no matter what time of year it is, it's always a good time to be talking about health and physical fitness because people can always use this information. And as I mentioned, we definitely have the perfect guest to share and enlighten us on this topic. Tonight's guest is best known as Harold the Trainer simply because he has a track record of helping people achieve life-changing results when losing weight, building muscle, or recovering from physical injury. His story began, ladies and gentlemen, about 18 months ago. Harold himself used a physical trainer, symptometry services, and an incredible amount of self-discipline to lose a little over 61 pounds in under 100 days, okay? After that transition himself, he felt moved to become a physical trainer and even took that extra step to become certified as a functional movement specialist. He's been nationally recognized by Export Fitness for his ability to produce results. In fact, the average client who partners with him for his signature workout routine successfully loses 45 to 70 pounds within their first 60 to 90 days. That is an incredible, incredible track record because Harold literally only uses the time in the gym with people and the coaching on scientific eating that he got through symptometry. Harold has, in fact, toured with symptometry's founder, Dr. Max Lamarte, to help people use scientific eating to boost their metabolism, and he truly has a heart to serve. Many times, even working out with his clients when they need that little extra push, that little extra encouragement to finish out their session. It is an honor to have him as our guest on tonight's podcast. I know you guys are tired of hearing from me, and you want to hear from Harold. So without further delay, please, please, please help me welcome to Root Cause Radio, Harold the Trainer. Good evening, and welcome to Root Cause Radio, Harold.
Hi, thank you, Bella Marie. That was an exceptionally very, very warm welcome. I'm all smiles over here. I really appreciate it, and to everyone who's out there, hello, and nice meeting everybody. So I'm ready to get started, but I can't stress enough how great that welcome was. I'm all smiles.
Well, to be honest, Harold, your reputation precedes you. You earned that welcome simply from the level of service you've delivered. So I know you are a super busy man. Thank you for being appreciative, and thank you for making time to hop on today's show. We got a lot of questions in for you, believe it or not. So what do you say we get started?
Let's do it.
All right. So the first one, Harold, isn't necessarily connected to fitness, but I do believe it plays a role, okay? And this one is about sleep. Holy cow, Harold. So there are so many people in the U.S. especially who struggle with insomnia, poor sleep quality, inability to focus, inability to stay asleep once they fall asleep. And there's more and more research that shows that our sleep patterns and the quality of our sleep actually impacts our ability to stay in a healthy weight range or even to reach our ideal weight range. And I want to turn the mic over to you because if someone – some people just have great metabolism, and so it doesn't matter what they do. Their lifestyle habits won't catch up with them for another, you know, 30, 40 years or so, right? But for the people who are actively conscious about changing their physical appearance, Harold, what role does sleep have in that?
Sleep is it's a really underrated factor that really goes – It's even stronger than being in the gym. Losing out on sleep, it creates this pretty vicious cycle on your body, makes you more prone to gaining weight. The more sleep-deprived you are, the higher the levels of the stress hormone cortisol, which increases your appetite. So a lot of times we're busy or We don't necessarily manage our time very well. And then we end up having less than 4 hours of sleep, wake up in the middle of the night and we have a snack because of our overall nutrition and diet plan is not necessarily what needs to be throughout the day. We wake up, we're unable to actually break the fast. And then what happens is that we're basically doing what we did the day before, the day before, and the day before. You know, there's a reason why we put out that 8 hours of sleep at least is really important, because when you don't have the right amount of sleep, what happens is that starts to hinder your body's ability to process I call it the sweet stuff. These sugars that we eat all day long at nighttime, they need to be broken down. So this really adds into the factor of why in the middle of the night, sometimes we need to wake up and have something, you know, to eat. Well, we were waking up to eat because we didn't actually have the best time to actually process it. And that's really it's a great question, but it's a really underrated thing that doesn't get as much attention as it should. Nutrition gets a very huge chunk of it, as well as the overall workout regimen. But with having all these things, we end up dead tired and we don't actually get it. And really that's really something that either a personal trainer should be able to help you through and kind of help work you through that. But at the same time, if we're suffering from other issues as insomnia and things like that, symptometry has really helped with that, not just from the knowledge aspect, but they've also your entire team has been able to actually help me in the past with this. And that's really not just knowledge, but it's also something that you guys have been able to correct through time and discipline, as well as the outstanding different packages that you guys have as well.
Okay, and thank you for touching on that too, because I'm sure you're able to see the impact with your different clients, right? Those who the progress they make, those who report they are satisfied with their sleep quality, those who report that they struggle with it, and even you've been in your industry long enough to really even be able to recognize people who are having challenges before they confess them to you as a trainer. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not guessing. I'm just speaking from experience, because Harold, the trainer, called me out. Well, but I appreciate it, and everybody needs to have people in their life that not only hold them accountable, but inspire them to new levels of performance, even if it's in something as simple as taking care of yourself. So thank you for highlighting the importance of sleep there, Harold. Now, does body type matter so much or make a difference in the kind of workout that you benefit the most from?
Not necessarily. Nutrition and rest, they play the biggest factor. Body type tells us more of what you're prone to, carb, fat, and protein-wise. The biggest thing that I'll say is for people to really keep it simple. There's a lot of different ways for us to really look at improving your overall health by improving your overall look. The biggest thing that I believe is underrated that we have the ability to do all day long is walk. And I'm going to get into that in a couple seconds, but you being able to get up 15 minutes, 20 minutes and just walk either around your office building, or if you can on a lunch break or whatever breaks that you can actually take, actually does more good than people actually understand. And I'm talking about walking in between the arms, not taking a short walk to the water fountain. The reason I say that is because 30 minutes of walking a day is enough to boost, you know, your brain function, heart health, fight dementia. But this is when it's done consistently. You can't start it on Monday and then do it and then not do any type of walking to really try to improve yourself for the next 30 days or for the next 2 months. It has to be something that's consistent, because we've always heard that inconsistency is key. And then in that type of walking, you're able to really help yourself improve by maintaining a healthy weight. Other conditions that you may have start to improve the more and more that you keep yourself active. But this is really what any trainer or anybody is saying on TV or when they say keep yourself active. strengthening the bones and the muscles. I mean, when you start walking, you start planting those feet down correctly, and you start improving your posture the entire time. You feel better when you come back and sit down. You almost want to go back for another walk. I mean, these are the very important things, and the reason why I wanted to move a little bit from body type is because that's the biggest thing that I hear, and you don't necessarily hear so much about discipline. It's the idea of walking and doing it effectively is where we can really kind of dial it back and then start breaking down different body types and what to do wherever you fall. The reason why I keep touching on this point of walking is because if somebody lacks the discipline to change, the willingness to change, then the idea of saying, hey, you eat this for this type of body type, you eat this for this type of body type, what's actually going to end up happening is the person will start to either lose or improve once you put them in that category. But when they hit a plateau, they actually have no idea or not comfortable enough to make a change other than this stuff doesn't work, which is why the biggest approach that I'm always going to take is going to be the simplest one that leads you to success, the simplest road that is the most attainable thing that you can do consistently before we start dropping in different points that may seem either complicated or stressful.
Okay, I understand that. So a couple of nuggets there, a couple of nuggets. Rest and nutrition actually make a bigger impact on your effort to get to your ideal physique than your workout routine. And in symptometry or with root cause therapeutics, we know that you know, what's offered here actually goes beyond nutrition to focus on proper cell nourishment. So, okay, rest and proper cell nourishment. And then also you said it's the consistency of the physical activity that matters versus the specific workout regime. So you actually dropped quite a few nuggets in there. I know I'm going to have to listen to the replay at rootcauseradio.com just to get it all down. But I want to thank you for that. And let's dive a little deeper into walking, you know, since you mentioned that. Because, yeah, there are studies that show 20 to 30 minutes of walking per day is enough and does make a significant impact, you know, improving brain function, fighting dementia, boosting heart health when it is done consistently. And one of the services you offer, Harold, is a special watch that people can get through you. They can actually probably get it online too, but I know that when people get theirs through you, then you offer like the, you know, the coaching and support to help them build those excellent habits as well, to track their consistency and know what they need to do to hit that 100% to get to that ideal amount. And I got the watch from you at your last event with Dr. Maxwell Narte Harold, and I must say that I was surprised and disappointed to learn that I was far below the ideal physical activity for myself. I honestly thought me carrying my groceries into the house and doing the train or walking at work was getting enough physical exercise, but it wasn't. And I'll just give my own testimony here that I did notice doing that consistent, like blocking out the time to do it, did make a difference, not just in my mood, but even in my ability to concentrate, even in the quality of sleep that I was getting, you know, that same night and what build out over time. So I want to thank you for that. But I also want to say and ask on behalf of our listeners here, a lot of people are concerned that just walking is not enough to really build more definition and strength. So could you please give our listeners a few key points to remember or maybe some top tips for the average person to build more definition and strength into their fitness routine?
Yeah, for the average person, the biggest thing that you really want to focus on is form. And the reason I say that is because it's, you know, anyone can hop on any type of cable machine or any stationary machine and really try to go hard working at it based off what they've seen on YouTube, Instagram, or other different sources. But the biggest thing is form, because the main thing is that you want to build the muscle and you want to see it. You want to shape it the way that it was intended. The biggest thing that's out here right now is everybody wants abs, and you know, for good reason. They look good. You have a six-pack, eight-pack, four-pack. It looks nice when it's defined. Triceps, you know, you want the back of your arms to look like something, as well as your legs and your back. But it's the lack of form that's really going to, you know, outside of nutrition and overall sleep and just overall supplementation, but it's the form that's really going to help you improve that the entire way. Just a little nugget for anybody who, you know, for all the people who are actually listening, if you're going to attempt to, you know, work the back of your arms, the posture is so important, because if not, what happens is instead of you working the back of your arms, now you start adding the front of your shoulders by leaning over, and the adjustment of the weight comes in play as well. So if you know that it's hard to press down 30 pounds, you know, there's no problem with adjusting with 10. You know, but those simple things can make a huge, huge change in your overall workout and how you look in a very short period of time. Unfortunately, it's just something that's overlooked. If you're going to hop on the treadmill, it's a great idea to condition and get started conditioning on a treadmill or some type of cardio equipment in the very beginning. Because then what happens is now you're warmed up. You don't have to do jumping jacks and cartwheels and flips to be, you know, to have the blood completely flowing. No, but what you can do is you can use the simple things that you already have in the gym, pick the incline up, and you can really get a great pump in 30 to 45 minutes and get out of the gym, have the right diet prepared for you, and get some good sleep. And in 30 days, you can look or start looking the way that you want it to look, all by doing some of the simple things.
Okay. So simple adjustments in form, even in changing the way you position yourself and the way you lead. Thank you for the nugget about the triceps, because, yes, when I wave at someone across the street, I only want my hand to be doing the waving. so I will be using that tip. I will be using that tip, Harold. Let's stay on this for a hot second. We're actually almost out of time, but let's stay on this for a hot second, because so many of our listeners are family caregivers, right? Not professionally trained health professionals, but just people who are tuning in because they're taking care of themselves, and most of the times either taking care of their young children and taking care of their older family members, right? And even if you're not taking care of young children, taking care of that aunt, that uncle, that mother, that grandfather, you know, it completely changes your daily routine. And what advice or information do you have for family caregivers in terms of helping make physical fitness a priority for the person that they are caring for as well? Kids are easy, I think, because they have energy and they'll run around even when you don't want them to, right? They'll find ways to become physically active. But what do you, how can we better support and engage maybe our older family members who don't have the energy, the enthusiasm, or the mobility that they used to? You know, how can we support them in that process?
Well, how can we, as far as Root Cause, or me, or just some ideas for caregivers?
Okay. So when I said we, I was putting myself in the position of a family caregiver. So, yeah, let's talk directly to the family caregivers, because I know you train senior citizens as well. You actually have special classes for them. Let's talk directly to the family caregivers in terms of how they can serve the people that they're caring for physically.
You know, it's a great question. And a lot of times when, you know, individuals pass a certain age, it sometimes feels as if they're written off, as if there's certain things that they may not be able to do or they can't do. What I would say to anyone who's taking care of a loved one or loved ones is, do not believe that there's anything that they cannot do. Some of my biggest transformation stories have come from individuals that I would say were written off by family as far as overall health conditions and kind of where they were at. The biggest thing that anyone who's taking care of them in the caregiver realm can do is keep working on the overall flexibility, keep working on the overall movement of joints, because what that's going to do is that's going to build confidence. It's not about the weight. It's really not about the weight. It's when you get to, you know, the age where you do need some assistance, flexibility means a lot. Those stretching, the stretches that you do with them will start to improve overall. And when they start to improve, then we can step it up into other things very quickly. And that's the thing that doesn't necessarily happen. Most days, movement is really limited. So if you can take an hour to stretch the legs and stretch the arm, if you take a half full jug of that maybe was filled before of water, or is milk, and you can really work on grip strength and things like that, you start creating a workout like no other that really makes or is going to really make that individual feel so much more special and that much more appreciative of you. Outside of overall nutrition and whatnot, it's these small movements that's going to change everything. When I say everything, I really mean everything, because, and you'll feel it. If you start stretching out the arm and you hear, you see the facial reaction of, that feels good. You stretch out the legs and you hear the air popping, from certain joints. You hear those couple of pops every now and then, and you see that individual looking at you like, man, I really feel like that's good. That's what you can do. That's what anyone can do. But it has to be done probably about twice a day, because these are things that have not been happening. So putting that much energy into it will do so much more for the individual that you're trying to help. They will look forward to that every day. And I say these things from experience, because I do these things now. I did these things before. And even now, for individuals who are, say, around my age or even a lot younger, I do the exact same thing. I push them exactly the same. Why? Because these are habits that I'd want them to still continue when they get older. So it's really helping them improve overall with certain disciplines. It's going to really help shape the muscle and help build the muscle that you've been trying to do for so much time. And you know what? It's going to really make that individual feel a whole lot younger. I really know that. They're going to feel a whole lot younger just because it's the fact that you're getting them involved and engaged in something that they did not believe that they could do. So that's my take with caregivers who are looking for different ways to kind of help engage the people that they're working with. And I always have extra information, but I don't necessarily want to run the time. So anyone can definitely reach out to me, but there are a lot of different ways, regardless of the different ailments that they may suffer from. There's a lot of different ways that you can really get them moving and see a lot of improvement.
Okay. Well, I know that information there is going to change quite a few lives. And even I did not think about that, using a bottle of water or even a jug of milk, maybe empty, maybe not, but just to improve and build grip strength, the stretching, and focus on stretching more so than doing weights right away, to rebuild their flexibility, watching their facial expressions, listening for what pops when you do what, and, not pushing them to the point of injury, but certainly staying engaged with them so that they can have build that confidence back in themselves. And honestly, Harold, I think the biggest thing you said there was rebuke the belief that there is anything your loved one cannot do. So that positive energy, that faith in them and faith in yourself to help them would create such a wonderfully nurturing environment to make movement happen. I want to thank you for taking a second to answer that. Your information will be on rootcauseradio.com along with this replay, but I am going to ask you to share your contact information at the end of the show. And in our closing thoughts, we may have to have you on again, Harold, but in our closing thoughts, our final question for this show is, again, helping the people at home, right? Many people think that they either cannot afford a trainer, Harold, that they are too old or too young for one, or that with all of the self-help information online, they don't actually need to invest in one. Okay, so you have obviously delivered a lot of value here today. I think anyone listening live or via replay will attest to that. But please share. Please help our listeners and share a few key points, right, so that they know when they are at that ideal time in their fitness journey to partner with a physical trainer and what they should look for in their professional so that they know that they're making a wise investment and really so that it's a wise investment on the part of the trainer as well. Because like you said, not everybody is ready. Not everyone has the discipline. So what are some key things to look for to know when it's the right time for you to get a trainer and also how to pick the best professional for where you are and the goals you want to achieve?
Oh, boy, you really loaded that one, didn't you? No, that was, man, okay, well, I pride myself on being fair to fitness professionals and whatnot. So what I will say is I'll start here. When it's time to, this is how you know when it's time to get a trainer. When you don't necessarily have an idea about form and you're just kind of in the gym. If you spend more time in the gym on social media and looking at other people working out and it's not a rest break, probably time to get some assistance just so that you can make sure that you're doing things correct and you have a guide. That's really when you know you need to, you know what, maybe I should. There's nothing wrong with having a trainer for some of the different things that I get ready to do. At one point when I was playing soccer, I had a trainer. Does it mean it's nothing that is bad or looked down upon of you have a trainer, so that must mean either you're being bougie or you can't do it yourself. No, it has nothing to do with that. There's a lot of stigmas that have been put around trainers, and unfortunately there are some trainers that are not necessarily doing things for the right reasons, just like in any profession. And sometimes it can make it seem like it's more about the money than it is the result. After saying that, what I will say is that when it's time to pick a trainer, you really want to pick someone who embodies a lot of the values that you do. It may seem hard, but it's really not. I mean, it's no different than you going on a date, right? Within the first couple of seconds, you know this individual is not worth your time. So it's when you have a trainer, when you have somebody who's in front of you and they're telling you about either what they can do for you and whatnot, you really have to take a couple of seconds to really try to figure out if what they're saying feels genuine. What was your first gut feeling about the person and what they're saying to you? Okay. Another thing that I put out there is that, you know, once you get into that realm where you're looking for a trainer, do not put a lot of extra effort into making a decision based off of someone's overall physique. Now, the reason I say that is because trainers do not necessarily have huge shoulders, a thick, wide back, great pecs, and abdominal section, and, you know, ridiculously cut legs. They don't, because, you know, there's a lot of different things they can be preparing for and whatnot. So I really want to put that out there because I pride myself on being pretty proportionate, pretty even, but that's really something I chose to work for. So, you know, when picking a trainer, I really want to stress the fact and really focusing on the feel that you have for the person. And then outside of that, I would back it up with what are they specialized in? What are their certifications or certification? You know, being a certified personal trainer is one, because you want to make sure that the person in front of you is qualified in a certain aspect to even be able to help you, period. And then after that, you really want to see, are there any specializations that they have? It's not a requirement for most places to work, but you want to know. If somebody's a weight loss specialist, then they have that. You want to see that. If the person has a social media, you want to see those things too. Social media is a huge deal to kind of see either what someone is doing or not doing. If you have a trainer who's putting up that they drink every weekend and everything that they put up has absolutely nothing to do with training, then you really have to make a decision based off of what that individual is telling you and how they're coming across to decide if that's the right choice for you. Outside of that, I'm going to talk a little bit about price. All trainers have their own price points, just like different gyms and whatnot. They have their own price points in there. So, where, you know, I don't really expect it to be something that says $10 for a trainer, $10 for an hour, or something else like that. Some of them are up, you know, prices are up there on $30 or $40, or more. But the biggest thing is that the trainer is charging according to what they believe they're worth based off of either past results, which you should focus on to understand their price point, or you should focus on overall results or degrees that they have, which is why they're holding the price up there. And if you go to if you take the gym facility, that the gym environment, and you go and you're trying to figure out who's there, make sure that the trainer that they're telling you you're going to train with is actually there so you can see them, sit down and talk with them before you sign any paperwork and kind of move forward. I say all these things to say that having a trainer is actually pretty affordable. It's really no different than you spending outstandingly great money on the meals that you should or should not be eating every week. It really, if anything, it's cutting into the money that you'd be spending doing some of the wrong things. That's what I'll put it like that. So the investment in yourself is really making sure that you're investing in the individual that can really help you get there. And for the things that I mentioned before, that should be good enough, give you a good idea on the character, caliber, and overall mindset of the individual you choose to hire for your fitness goal. Great question. Hope I answered all of the different parts of it.
Yeah, you said I loaded the question. You, sir, loaded the answer. very great points as well, right? First of all, be humble enough to admit that you need the help. Look at how you are spending your time in the gym and be honest enough with yourself to recognize if what you've been doing so far is actually generating the kind of results you want. And if it's not, then it's time to look for getting that professional help, that partnership, if you will. Now, just really great points about how to pick a trainer. I know that it's a good match for you. Don't just base it off their physical physique and so forth. I'm not going to repeat everything you just said, Harold, because you really said it so wonderfully. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you can hear this replay at rootcauseradio.com. Harold's contact information will also be with that podcast at rootcauseradio.com. Harold, sir, how can people get in contact with you if they want to take advantage of your meal plans or your virtual training support, or just, you know, have a consultation with you to ask a couple of questions? They may not be where you are physically, but I do know you do virtual consultations and things like that. So please, how would you like people to reach you directly if they choose to?
I usually like the social media approach, but email will work well too. My email that people can reach me on is Harold, H-A-R-O-L-D, and then it's the, T-H-E, and then it's trainer, at Gmail. I usually prefer that because, sometimes it can get a little overwhelming. I want to make sure they give everyone their time for me to talk to them. As far as, we talked about virtual training and meal plan, the biggest thing that's first is for me to really do the consultation with the person, which is really a conversation. Usually it's 20 minutes, but sometimes, it lasts about an hour. Really for me to get an idea on where they're at, what are some of their habits, so they have a good idea on what to really kind of put together and kind of send send to them. Outside of that, as far as the virtual training aspect of it, it's really me finding out what it is that you do. And then from there, I really work to help that person improve. It doesn't really matter where they are. The biggest thing is that most people are not necessarily that close to me. So, with that being said, it's going to be very important for them to keep reaching out because that's what I'm here for. If there's something wrong with the gym or you did something that doesn't work and, that person is willing to do, say, WhatsApp, because, no, I do not have an iPhone. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I will later. Just kidding. But if there's a need for us to connect and help, I will. And that's what I believe it's all about. And then those services, that I offer through the consultation, then we can talk about, the availability and schedule that I have for them, as well as, the financial obligation to it. But the biggest thing is really going through the overall conversation, the consultation, to find out what is it that the person actually needs, so I can provide them the right help, assistance, and nutritional plan that they need for their goals.
Okay, excellent, and thank you so much. And I know for our listeners that are a bit more traditional, Harold, I want to thank you publicly for setting up your partnership with the Centometry office. If people call to make their request by phone, we will go through your preferred channels to reach you so that they can have that consultation with you, whether it's for themselves or a loved one. Thank you again for your time here on Root Cause Radio. I know this has turned into an extended podcast, but I know our listeners also got so much great value out of this show. Until next time, Harold the Trainer, thank you so much for joining, for serving with us on this platform. And to our dear listeners, we appreciate your time as well. Please be sure to tune in every single Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, at rootcauseradio.com. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss another podcast. Have a great night, everybody. And thank you again, Harold.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
Panera now delivers, so you can order good, clean food right to your office or door or porch or backyard or front yard or apartment or dorm or castle or shop or worksite or wherever Panera delivers for lunch, dinner, and everywhere in between. Click the banner to order or visit PaneraBread.com. Participating locations only. Panera. Food as it should be.